Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Yerushalmi Daf Hey. Sukkah Yerushalmi Daf Hey, the fifth daf here in Masechta Sukkah. And we're talking about the structure of the Sukkah. And we're talking about not only the structure of the Sukkah, but relating to the tool that is used by Chazal of Suras HaPesach, of a imaginary wall, imaginary doorway, we should say, what is described by the Gemara in the Bavli and Ervin. A two vertical poles with a horizontal one on top of it. So does that work? And we're relating it in various areas of halacha. Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kelayim, more specifically, right? Those two areas, and that's what we just said at the end of yesterday's shiur. We had Reish Lakish, who said, in the name of Reb Yossi Bar Chanina, if I put four poles around my vineyard and a kesher on top, matzah mishem peyo, so that those Suras HaPesachs all around the kerem of the vineyard will create a wall, ki'ilu, a symbolic wall, and then everybody could plant tevua or yirakos all the way up to there, because as if there's a wall there, you don't need the regular distance that is required, whether it's a dalet amos, if it's a kerem or six tvachim, if it is a singular vine. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, right? That you could do that, but there's a limitation how far away the Suras HaPesachs have to be from each other. Rabbi Yochanan says, just like Shabbos has to, the maximum is 10 amos between each of the poles, so too when it comes to Kilayim. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll prove it to you from the story, and he quotes a story which is interpreted as such, that because it was more than 10 amos in between, they had to enclose it. That's what we said. And now Reb Zeira says, I'm Reb Zeira, where we're up to, middle of Dalet Amud Beis in the Oz V'Hadar, I'm Reb Zeira, Moder of Shem and Lakish, Linyan Shabbos. No, Reish Lakish agrees by Shabbos. Shena Peah Matzalas Yosem Yasser. Reish Lakish agrees by Shabbos that it can't be more than 10. He was just saying that for Kilayim it can be more than 10. Reish Lakish is Mechalik between the two, and so it's a machloket in Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Would you apply the same rules of Kilayim as you would to Shabbos? You apply the same rules of Shabbos as you would to Kilayim. Regarding Shabbos, everybody agrees that the maskana of this Gemara is you're not allowed to have the poles more than 10 amos away from each other. Do you say that limit also applies to Kilayim or not? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no. Right? Would you apply that limit? Let's continue a little more. And then we'll talk a little bit about Kilayim. Rav Chagai says the Mishnah in Erevin proves this. Mishnah in Erevin is Meduyak relating to this. Why? Because Makiv, the Mishnah says there, remember the case at the end, I think, of the first parak of Erevin, where people are in the middle of nowhere and you want to build an enclosed area in order to carry on Shabbos. So what do? You don't have too many things. So you can take some ropes. You have a couple of poles, and you take some ropes, and you tie ropes all around, create like a fence, and the rope is within, the bottom layer, horizontal line, is within 3 tvachim of the ground, and the next one up is within 3 tvachim of the one beneath it, and it keeps going all the way until 10 tvachim, and then you have a wall surrounding the area. So the Mishnah says they are makifa shlosha chavalim, zela malamiza, right? You put 3 ropes, one on top of another. But 1 second, says Rav Chagai, what do you need 3 for? Right? If you could have a Tzuras HaPesach that is even more than 10 amos away from each other, just do the top one. What do you need 3 for? Just do the top one, and instead of being a wall with using lovewood within 3 tvachim, just build Tzuras HaPesach. So put 1 on top. Why does the Mishnah say that you have to put 3? Right? It must be that these Tzuras HaPesachs wouldn't work. Why? Because it must be more than 10 amos away from each other. So that's the raya that Rav Chagai brings for Hilchos Shabbos. So, im omer at shapeya matzalas yosem yeser, if you say that it can help more than 10 amos away from each other, daya bechevel echad, right? Just have one. And therefore, says the Gemara, it must be that at least for Shabbos, the maximum is 10 amos. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch says, but let's just continue for a moment. Reb Yona Amar, Reb Oshia Boi, Reb Yona quoted that Reb Oshia had the following issue. Hadapeya matamart. Milamalan minatzad. Peya. Remember, the word peya here means a type of braiding. That's what you use for the top of the Suras HaPesach. Peya here means Suras HaPesach. Means twine that one would use on top of the vertical poles in order to enclose. So ask Rav Oshia, do they have to be on top of the poles or can they be next to the poles? Milamalan minatzad. Which one? So in Tamer Mila Malon, if you say they have to be on top, and even so, even being there, they are on top. Even so, Reish Lakish apostles, everybody apostles in Hilchas Shabbos, right? Not just Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish. So if you say they have to be on top, then Kol Shekein Minatzad, then surely Minatzad, which are more inferior types of, lines on top in Tzuras HaPesach, that would for sure be a problem. Yitir Minatzad, but if you say, the whole discussion here was Minatzad, right? And that's why they were inferior and they don't work in other areas. So maybe Milamala would be better. Milamala would be more effective because those are better. That's more of a symbolic doorway because doorways, the top is always on top of the sides. It's not in the middle of the sides, right? So which is it? So the Gemara says, if you say the whole discussion is with the Tzuras HaPesach on top, the horizontal is on top of the vertical poles. Then Yos Omer Reb Chagai. Then Reb Chagai, who 5 lines ago brought the raya from the Mishnah Neirvin, is a good raya because the whole discussion is about really good Tzuras HaPesachs. That's the whole discussion. And you see from the Mishnah Neirvin, it's still not good enough because the Mishnah had said you have to have the 3 ropes, not just one Tzuras HaPesach. So if the whole discussion is about Tzuras HaPesachs on top, then Reb Chagai has a good raya to our discussion. But Itamar Menatzad. But if you say his discussion is, if the discussion is also Minatzad, but Milamala would work, then Lomar Reb Chagai Klum, then Reb Chagai's proof is not relevant, because Reb Chagai's proof from the Mishnah Erevin is that all Tzuras HaPesachs are problematic, but maybe that's only side Tzuras HaPesachs are problematic, but maybe on top of Tzuras HaPesachs would be allowed for more than 10 Amos. We skip the next line of Manavshach. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Rabbanan Tekeser B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah Tiftar Ba'asun Kimin Tekarim. It could be that what they have in the Mishnah Erevin, they didn't have so many materials or poles with them in the middle of the desert. What they have, they only have these sticks that have pointy ends. So there, you had to make it on the side, right? There was no place to do the to put the rope on top. So that's Kimin Tekarim. Look at the last Chaim Kadievsky on the page. He says, Shayesedos Rosham Dak Biyoser. They're very thin. The Ein Ba'ovyam Kadelimsho Chachevel Al Gabam. You can't put the rope on top of them. The Al-Kain, that's why En Yochol Likshar El Minatzad. That's why the context of that Mishnah is Minatzad. V'kiva Shakein Sorakim Al Chavalim V'ashvuyim Mechitza. That's why you would need the 3 ropes there. That's why the discussion was Minatzad. But it could be that if it was Lamala, then it would be okay. Then it would be better and allow even more than 10 Amos. And the Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Beis, our Shulchan Aruch says, in Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yud, right? We, in all of our Arabs, we don't have any limitation of how far away the Tzuras HaPesachs are from each other, right? In our modern day Arabs, we have strings all over the place, right? There's no limit. You can have very far, right? Sometimes, we use telephone poles as long as the wires are on top of the pole and not on the side of the pole. But as long as it's on top of the pole, so we'll use that. Those telephone poles can be more than 10 amma. An amma is about 1.5 to 2 feet. So let's say 20 feet from each other. So there's plenty of those. So Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody makes a Tzuras HaPesach, afilu lepirtza, yaseirim yaser mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, even more than 10 amos away from each other. Against, like, the, maybe certain stages of our Gemara. Even if you just make an area with 4 poles, and you put the Tzuras HaPesachs on 4 mutter, that is an enclosed area. That's an enclosed area. Vahani mili, as long as it's residential. Vahani mili, b'chatzer emavi, sheish bohem diyorin. As long as it's residential, it was made to live in, that's where. So all of our Arabs are built around neighborhoods where we do. What does residential mean? You live in, you walk in, you work in, you play in. What's non-residential? If you have a forest, right? We spoke about that. Karpe shlu hukaf ladira. Sometimes you have areas, even within an Erev, that have to be cordoned off because they're what's called a karpe, an area that shlo hukaf ladira. If one has a lake, in the middle of an Erev, it might have to be cordoned off unless people go swimming in the lake and people go boating in the lake. And so then it would be, that's called dira. That's called, usage. Right, but if there's something else like that in the middle, so that might be called ain't lohuk afadira. But so when do we say these sorts of bezels are okay if it's more than 10 amos away? Because of Rav Shiesh ben Diorin aval, but bika in a bika an area that's not hukafadira lo mahani. b'shekol haruchos al yedetzer zepesach. Ula Harambam, we'll say famous, but we'll make it famous. Ula Harambam, right, the Rambam has a big limitation on all errors. We mentioned this in Nagdama to the Masechta, I think. Ula Harambam, ein suras haPesach mo'al lepirtza yosem yaser, elam kein omen rubal aparts. The Rambam says that suras haPesach don't help if they're more than 10 amos away from each other, unless all together you have more wall than open. So according to the Rambam, you gotta have walls. Gotta have walls in 51%. If you have walls on 51% of the area, then you can have suras haPesach that are less than 10 amos away from each other. That's very unusual in a modern day Erev for that to be the case. But this is the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Ma'u Tzuras HaPesach. Once we're on the topic, what is a Tzuras HaPesach? How do you make one? Kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabehen. Right? One on the side, one on the side, v'kana al gabehen. It does not say, and this is how often Erevs are, it does not say that it has to be a perfectly horizontal line on top. What if one of the kanes is taller than the other one? And it angles down or angles up, that's okay. Mishnah Berurah. Afilu echad gavoha, it's from the Magen Avraham, gavoha mechaveir harbe, v'kana ha'elyon munach b'shipua. Right? There's no problem with that. Right? There's no problem with munach b'shipua. He quotes in the Shaar HaTzion, Rabbi Kivegar is mistopic, munach b'shipua. V'im rosho echad munach al gabi kana ha'gavoha, v'rosh ha'sheni tali kinegdo, ba'vir mechubar lakosel, v'kana ha'nolach mechuban tachtea, b'vade mahani. Right? If, let's say you have, and there's also, sometimes you have one pole, and then you have a string going straight, and it hits a wall. It's a wall of a house, right? But you put a pole under it. You put a pole under it, under the string exactly, so that's okay, because, right, that's not called, you know, even Rabbi Kiva Eger was something about going diagonal, that's not diagonal. It's as if the pole shoots up, and it is equal. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Again, Karmi Kama, Karmi Kama, Karmi Kama, Afilu Einen Ogea Bohen. El, as we just said, El Sheish Beneim Kama Amos. Ubevachi Egova Hakonim Shemikanu Mikana Sarat Tvachim. Right, as long as the vertical poles are 10 tvachim high, Veyu Mechuvanim Kineged Kana Ha'elyon. And they're exactly under the upper pole. There is a question in the postgame, in the modern postgame. Could you eyeball, go under and say, oh, this is under and it's good enough? Or do you have to get Dafka a plumb line to hang down to make it exact. Because sometimes the wire is much higher and you're just putting something underneath. How careful do you have to be? But the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be under. So v'imchibar akano elyon l'shnei akanim olecha miyem in atzad l'mahani v'chulu. And then he says v'tzorach shiyu akanim shebitstadim chazakim l'kabal delos kol shehu. The poles have to be somewhat sturdy to be able to hold a very light door, a door of straw. Afilu shol kasho shol kanim, avokana shol gaban tzagi b'kol shehu. But the top horizontal line could be anything. That's why we use tiny little strings, right? That's anything. Afilu gemi, even a little ribbon would work. Good. Mr. Burr here talks about many different halacha lemaisa issues. And that is, what about min hatzad? Right, who we just said here. We said that the inferior type of Tzuras HaPesach. Does min hatzad work b'di'evet? Right, it's not the wires aren't on top, but they're next to. So that's a big shaila, and possibly we try not to rely on that. Mishnah Berurah. V'dad, d'mashemekel atad afilu aso min hatzad, im aso begova hakane, b'shove im hakane mamish, she'en hakane omed bolit l'malam enachev. Let's say you do it on the side, but it's right at the tip of the top of the kane. So it's equal, but it's on the side. So the Taz is Mekel, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol ha'achronim cholken alav. V'sfir lo debinin she'yechev al gemi ha'kane mamish. It's got to be on top. Can't be on the side. Often, telephone poles are on the side, so those can't be used, right? If you have the wire on the side. It's only if it's on top. Sometimes it's above. It's on this nail on top. That's fine. If you have a nail, that's how many of our Tzuras HaPesach are made. You nail in the string on top. So it's going in on top, and it goes across. One of the issues is tachuv. Tachuv, and some telephone poles are like this. What's tachuv? Inserted. What happens if it goes through? The wire goes through, and they like pull it through. There's metal wire in through the telephone pole. So what's that considered? Is that called min hatzad? Because it's not on top, but it has plenty of pole under it. So what? You have more pole on top of it, but you have plenty of pole under it. Some of the Erev books say that many of the Erevs in Europe, some of the Erevs in Europe were made with Tachuv. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'makane shalamala Tachuv bein kane lekane." If it's put through, Primogadim has the suffix about it, and it quotes others in the Sharetzi and that are Meiko. This is a machlokas. If it's not tachov, it's put on top. It's put on top, but you have to also have some of the kana next to it. It's not just on the side, the wire. It's in the middle, on top. But it happens to be that the kana is equal to it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's fine. The mikri ze al gabo. V'im v'cheinim no it's masmer. That's our case. You put a nail, barosha kana, v'koshar b'achevel, shaper dami, tamunach milabala, keneged ha kana. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, im yacho lisboch al ha telegraph, v'makam suras ha pesach, Mishnah Berurah. Right, not so long ago. I chose mamar Mordechai, chose sholomeshiv, chose beis shlomo. Right, so you don't need lishma. We learned that in the Erevin. You don't need lishma when it comes to a kadam mikan v'kadam for Tursa Pesach. Therefore, one would be able to use it as long as it's structured properly. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Zira, Rav Doma, Dechifa, B'shem Rav Shimon Lakish. So we spoke about just the width in between the Tursa Pesachs. Lagova, but what about how high? Is there a minimum height? Afilo Ameya Amah, even 100 Amas. Even if it's 100 Amas high, it is good enough. Again, as long as it's exactly above the vertical. Amar Reb Yudin, Hada Da'at Amar. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Kilayim and we're talking about Shabbos. We got to get back to Sukkah also. Those are the third context. Amar Reb Yudin, Hada At Amar Linen Kilayim. When do we say that there's no limit, even 100 Amos up? Says Reb Yudin, that's for Kilayim. To cordon off a vineyard separated from vegetables, so that could be a very high source of Pesach. Aval le'inyan, switch that word, Shabbos. But regarding Shabbos, so then, regarding source of Pesach on Shabbos, lo tepeh, kavoah min ha-korah. It shouldn't be any better than a korah in front of a mavui, right? We discussed that back on Daf Aleph, right? Which has a limit of 20 amos. Remember, 20 amos is the limit for Achem Menorah and Sukkah and Mavui, right? The Mishnah in Erevin, the Mishnah in Sukkah, and the discussion of Hanukkah candles. So says that's Rabbi Yudin. So Rabbi Yudin says when Reish Lakish says it could be even 100 Amos high, that's only regarding Kilayim. But for Shabbos, no, it's more limited. Rabbi Yosa, no, I disagree. He Kilayim Shabbos. It could even be for Shabbos. Even for Shabbos, it could be very high up. Why should there be a difference between Shabbos and Kilayim? If it's Tursa Pesach works, it's Tursa Pesach works. Right? So why should there be a difference? So the Gemara answers, Korah Matzelas Meiruach Achas. What's a Korah? Remember, I have the Mav, I have the alleyway surrounded by three walls. I put a board. So that board is one board. It's not a structure. It's just one board. And Rechai Kadevsky adds, it's one board to function as a hecker. And if it's to function as a hecker, it's got to be maximum 20 amos, because that's what the Gemara says, shalta ba'ina, up to 20 amos. So that's matzal baruch achas. Peya, which is the Shabbos case, eina matzal zarchei mukufefes mi'ar baruch oseha. What does that mean? Explains the Mefarshim. There, Tzuras HaPesach, it's not just one string on top. It's like a whole sura. You have this, what do we say? What's the Tzuras HaPesach? Kanamikan, al-gabeyam. It's a whole and structure that function serves as a Chagriyevsky, mechitza. If it's a good halachic mechitza, then it can be even higher than 20 amos. If it's serving a hecker, then it's got to be within 20 amos. But if it's serving a mechitza, and it's four sides, what's four sides? The two horizontal, the string on top, and the ground. The ground is also helping out as part of the mechitza. And therefore, that's why there will be a difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Kilayim. You see, Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, "If it's a Pesach, lo mahani mechitza tluya, el tzorach shiukadim al gabi karka, umidin mechitza hu to mahanya hilchach mali chaf mali lamala me chaf." One more line. Va'asya ki damer Rav Zera. This fits into what Rav Zera said. B'shem Rav Avnuna, peinim atzela tachi mukufefes me arba ruchoseha. So it's a difference. Basically, the secret is b'shem hecker or b'shem mechitza. A hecker has to be within 20 amos. Mechitza could even be higher. Good. One ha'ara, if you remember, the Gemara in Shabbos, right? The Gemara in Shabbos in the Chanukah Gemaras. So in the middle of the Chanukah Gemaras, there is a statement that's said by the same person, but Pashas, it has nothing to do with Chanukah. Remember the Chaf Aleph of Mabez is the Chanukah Gemara in the Bavli. And then the Gemara quotes, rather, we have the line, Amar of Kahana, Darash Rav Nasan Bar Minyomi Mishmei de Rav Nachman, de Rabbi Tanchum. Right, what does he say? Ner Shal Chanukah Shenichal Mal Mechaf Ama Psula, Kisuku Kumavui. 20 Amas, that's the maximum, like we just saw, Kumavui. Next line, Amar of Kahana, Darash Rav Nasan Bar Minyomi Mishmei de Rabbi Tanchum. Same person talking. What does he say? My Dechse Vahabar Reikein Bo Mayim. Right, the pit was empty, Ein Bo Mayim. Mimash Rashin Amar Vahabar Reikein Yodesh Ein Bo Mayim. Obviously. If the bar that Yosef was thrown into was empty, it has nothing in it. Why does the Torah have to tell us? No water. Right? It's empty, no water. We know it's empty. Ela matam alam ein bo mayim, mayim ein bo, avon nechashim akrabim, yesh bo. It was empty, empty only of water, but that snakes and scorpions in it. Right? That is the Gemara. So all the Baalei Machshava ask, is this just here, Stam, because it's the same person talking, but, obviously, it has to be something more substantive here. We always like to say that Gemara's lines in the Gemara are put together for a reason. So the Torah Tamima, his commentary on Parshas Vayeshev, he quotes the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Yevamos that if a man falls into a pit with snakes and scorpions, he can testify to his wife that he's dead, right? Because he definitely died and Edus Isha, and he could get remarried. So what were the brothers doing? Let's not kill him. Let's throw him into a pit of snakes and scorpions. It's the same thing. Well, they just don't want to, like, see it, right? So what were they thinking? So how did it help? So there's an Arachayim HaKadosh about it. But the Torah Tamima says that the Gemara, I think in Maseches Tamid, if I've got to look it up again, tells that whenever you have the word lahashlich, vayashlich, talks about the Kohanim throwing some of the innards of one of the bird karbanos. So you do vayashlech, and vayashlech is 20 amas. Whenever you use the lashon of vayashlech, ein hashlacha pachas michaf ama. It says that the brothers threw Yosef into the pit, vayashlechuhu, meaning. So what do you learn from there? That the pit was 20 amas deep. So that's how the brothers 20 amas. What did the Gemara just say here? You can't light a Chanukah, a menorah, a sukkah, mavui above 20 amas. Why? Well, shalta ba'ena, right? You can't see past 20 amas, and we're assuming it's up or down. So the brothers didn't know. Brothers didn't know, and that's why they didn't know there were nechashim and akrabim in the bottom. They thought it was an empty pit, right? And that's why it's dafka here, because 20 amas is lo shalta ba'ena, and that explains why the brothers threw him in, and even though they didn't want to kill him, they didn't think they were killing him in this regard. That's the Torah Tamima. I think maybe other Rechmanim say it as well, but he said it in Parshat Vayeshev to explain. But again, that relates to our Gemara about Korah cannot be above 20 amos. Amar Abba Bar Mamo Tut Raflios. Shebekrachim. What are tutraflios? So the carbon aid explains, you have a house, and in front of the house, you have some of the boards that we use for the roof of the house stick out. You use, they weren't just, they didn't have exact, or maybe they did it on purpose. They want to have some shade, but it's the edges of the boards that are in front of the house. And once they're there, you put some pillars there in order to make sure that they don't collapse. So are you allowed to use that for Tzuras HaPesach? The Gemara says no. Why? They weren't made to be a doorway there. They're just the edges of the boards that are sticking out. And therefore, it's a hemshich of the house. So these aren't really considered real doorways. Right? So those edges won't be able to be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Rav Pinchas asa uvda kumei Rabbi Yirmiya barba amudim ba'aleim arba pistelayos. There was a case of four pillars, and on the pillars were four pistolios. What are those? So different pshatim given in the Mefarshim. What are the pistolios? The Rav Chaim Gadevsky just says they're boards. They're boards, meaning it was Tzuras HaPesach. The Karbonada says they were very flimsy top items. Maybe they were made out of parchment. This reflects that you can have anything on top, as we said before, right? The side, the vertical poles have to be strong enough to hold a very light door, even a delishal kash. But on top, there's no minimum anything, and maybe that's what this is reflecting. Rebbe Bun Verabanan. Make that Verabanan. Bun Kumi Rebbe Zeira. The following question. Peya, right, which means the Tzuras HaPesach. Ma'usha Tatzel B'Sukkah. So, we've spoken about Kilayim, we've spoken about Shabbos. So what about Sukkah? Could you build a Sukkah? Just make poles. No walls. Can you use Tzuras HaPesachs? So, Omer Lone, Peya Matzal Basukah, yes. We'll get to it. What do you mean, yes? We've never heard of that. So it could be, yes, maybe only one of the walls. right? Dot, dot, all four. If you, we had earlier, if you build it on top, if you build your sukkah on top of the house, and you put the, let's say you have a building, and you put the poles in the four corners of the building, and then you put schach on top, that might work, because then it's ki'ilu do sukkah, there are walls. Well, the walls of the building shoot up, and you have good, good asik mechitzta, and good achas mechitzta. So if you do that, but I'm saying, but if you build it in the middle of the field, so then you don't have any imaginary walls going up there. So, but he answers. Reb Zeir answers, yeah. Pei amatzelus b'shurz abezach words. Sof schach maush yatzel b'sukkah. What about sof schach? Right, if you have just the edge, like we said before, sof schach. What does the carbon eder say? Shemunach al gabi amudim shas schach nishan alav maush yatzel al sukkah delevi kimechitza. Do you say that it's like sticking out from outside, like we said before, the sof bias. Amar lo, that doesn't work. Ein sof schach matzo basukah. Ma bein zeh lazeh, what's the difference? Zeh nasa lakach, zeh no nasa lakach. Again, if it's made to be a structure with this these horizontal poles on top, then that's fine, right? But if it's not made for that, it's just like leftovers, so to speak, from the side, that's no good. Amar Rebbe Yavohu. Rebbe Yavohu says, kol ilein milay elin yin masu matan. Everything that we've spoken about until now, this whole discussion about Tzuras HaPesach is a great discussion in the Beis Medrash. Masu Matan, give and take. Halahoros Asalahoros. I think all Tzuras HaPesachs are no good. Lamaisa, keep it in the Beis Medrash. Right? There's a difference between discussion in the Beis Medrash and what to do, Halacha Lamaisa. Right? La Halacha, you cannot use Tzuras HaPesachs on Shabbos, according to Rebbe Yavo. Why? Ma im sukkah kala at omer asur. If for even a sukkah, which is just a mitzvah saseh, we say that you're not allowed to use Tzuras HaPesach for all of the walls, maybe for one, but you can't use it for all of the walls for sukkah, right? If you can't just build a sukkah without walls. So then Shabbos achamer lekoshkin. So surely Shabbos, which is Isra Skila, surely Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't be able to be used. And we use Tzuras HaPesach for all four, all the directions. Shemivo knocks out Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos. We paskin that it's okay, but that's Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia Boy Kumi Reb Zeira Mantan. 1 second, Mantan a Peya Matzeles. Who says that Tzuras HaPesachs work in where for Kilaya Karen purposes? Lord Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, isn't it Rabbi Yochanan Menuri? And Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said elsewhere that it works for Shabbos too. So I don't understand Rabbi Yavo. If it works for Kilayim, it should work for Shabbos because it's the same sheet of the Tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says it works in both. So what? So you're taking half of Rabbi Yochanan Menuri and not all of him? So Amar Lei Adahitana. No, I'm going like the following Braisa. The following Braisa is Mechalik between Shabbos and Kilayim. And I hold, says Rabbi Yavo, like this Braisa. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri would say Tzuras HaPesach is worse than Shabbos and Kilayim. But the following Braisa that says Shabbos is more Chamor, and therefore I would hold like this following Tana. The following Braisa says, so we have a 20-line Braisa. But the point of the Braisa is that Hilchos Shabbos could be more Chamor than Hilchos Kilayim, and Rabbi Yavo would say, and that's who I hold like. So therefore, even if Tzuras HaPesach works in Kilayim, it doesn't work in Shabbos. So let's see the Braisa. Nimseis Omer. Nimseis Omer. So Le'inyin Kilayim. So we're talking about walls for, again, Kilay HaKerem, breaking up a separating between the vineyard and outside, and Shabbos. So first Kilay HaKerem. Nimseis Omer. Le'inyin Kilayim. Kol HaBachal B'Shlosha Kisasim. If you have poles around your vineyard, and every break is less than 3 tvachim, then his ki'ilu is totally closed. Nothing to talk about. That's lovewood. Kol ha'bal mishlosha kisasim. Mishlosha v'ad arba. We're going to go through each level. What if you have spaces and walls that are all between 3 and 4 tvachim? So the spaces are between 3 and 4 tvachim. It's more than 3 tvachim. I mean, you don't say lovewood. But the walls are also not 4 tvachim wide. Each board that you have is not 4 tvachim wide, so they're not significant enough to close up the area. Once you have a 4 tefach wall, so then it's significant to close up the area. But there's no lavud, but the spaces are not so big, right? Spaces aren't so big, so therefore you could say, oh, the space is called a pesach. It's not called a pirtza. But the problem is the wall sections aren't significant either. They're less than 3 tvachim. So you're kind of stuck here. Your spaces aren't so big, but your significant, you don't have any significant boards. So Mishlosh Vard Abba said it depends. Add up the whole amount. Ima Omid Barab Allah Paritz. If the entire area of standing walls are more than the open, then Mutter, then you can plant Kilayim in the whole area. Not Kilayim. You can plant of grapes inside and everything else outside, even next to the open areas. even right next to the open areas. Because if it's open, it is good enough. V'maparz v'arba la'omed, usher. But if the open areas are more, then it's usher. It's usher even kineged the walls. Because we said the walls are not significant. They're not four tefachim wide. So if it's omed v'arba la'paris, you could plant even next to the open spaces. If it's paris v'arba la'omed, you can plant even next to the walls. That's the next line. Me'arbav yad eser. So now, if the spaces and the walls are between four and ten, so then we say, then again, im omed ruba la paritz mutter. Then if the omed is more, then it's mutter totally, even next to the open spaces. V'maparis maraba la omed. But if the open spaces are more, so then kineged omed mutter. Even if the open spaces are more, but kinega the wall is mutter, because that's they're each four tefachim wide, and that's a significant area, kinega da paritz, usser. Kinega da paritz would be usser, because you look at the entire space. Yoser meyaser, if now you have spaces that are larger than ten amos, af alpish omid mirab ala paritz, even if the omid is more, those openings are not called doorways. They're called pirtzes, because they're more than ten. Then kinega da omid mutter, kinega da paritz, usser. Fine, this is all regarding Kilayim. So now, for Shabbos, we'll see in one detail, we're going to have the same exact measurements. For Shabbos, it's more Chomer. And this is the Tana that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be based on. Ulanyan Shabbos, Kalapach is Mishloshik Asasim. That's the same. Anything less than three Asasim, that's Lavud. Mishloshavard Arba, Me'arba V'yad Eser. We put these two together. That's the difference. Omed, Ruba Laparitz, Motervim, Baparitz, Ruba Laomed, Aser. Right, so even it's usher, even kineged omed. If you have they're between 4 and 10, even kineged omed is going to be usher, and that is the chumrah of Shabbos as compared to kilayim. Yoser meyaser, avav bish omed rabba laparitz usher. Period. So that is all. This is the brisa that says has one detail. Hilchos Shabbos is more chumrah than hilchos kilayim, and that's what Rabbi Yavo is going like. Rabbi Yavo says I reject Teresa Pesachs when it comes to Shabbos. I only have them regarding Kilayim. That is Rabbi Avo. One more line. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yudi, Bar Pazi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, let's come Mishlosha Bar Abba. I don't like, take out that line. Don't be Gores. The line of 3 to 4. Because Omed less than 4 Tfachim cannot combine. Right? What do we have? If it's between 3 and 4, it depends. If Omed, Ruba, Laparis, Paris, Ruba, Omed, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if it's less than a 4 tefach wall, I don't care that it's omid ruba laparitz. It can't combine if it's boards that are less than 4 tefachim wide. So take that line out. Yish kan pirtza shlosha, but in kan makam arba. Even if you want to say the pirtza is only 3 tefachim, but the board is not 4 tefachim, so I don't think it can combine. Maser Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says, I think it can combine. Via tanina makifin bakanim. Vakana yish lo makam. Remember we started off today with the Mishnah in Erevin that you could be makif with ropes or with poles. Those aren't 3-4 tefachim wide, and you could still connect them to each other. The Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Amar relay, lo tesiveni pachad bishlosha. Tishkol pachad bishlosha, kasasamu. Don't bring me a rye from that Mishnah Erevin. That's Lovewood. They're within 3 tefachim of each other. So that's not combining boards and to say omid ruba laparitz. That's Lovewood. And therefore, nothing to talk about there. The Gemara ends off, Rabbi Yossi, Rabun, B'shem Rav, Mikol Makom. Even so, Mikivish Omen Beru Alaparitz Mutter. I argue with Rabbi Yochanan, I think, if it's Omen Beru Alaparitz, even if the boards aren't 4 tefachim wide, they could still combine altogether to make it Omen Beru Alaparitz to allow it. Period. We'll have to stop there. Shem will continue with this next time.